A team of archaeologists from Egypt and the Dominican Republic believe they are on the verge of locating the burial site of legendary Egyptian Queen Cleopatra and her illustrious Roman consort Mark Antony. Both were buried together after a disastrous defeat at the Battle of Actium in 30 BC, according to the Roman historian Plutarch. Mark Antony is believed to have committed suicide with his sword, and Cleopatra is reputed to have poisoned herself. Excavation work near the Temple of Taposiris Magna has been underway for 3 years, and archaeologists have uncovered a number of coins, mummies, and funerary masks that could indicate the burial site of the ill-fated royal couple. The head of Egypt's Council of Antiquities, Dr. Zahi Hawass, describes what his team and another team from the Dominican Republic have been doing.
We started our excavation about 3 years ago. We found about 22 coins that has the shape of Cleopatra, 2 statues of Cleopatra, another statue of a king, and we found also tunnels in the area that shows that the temple has been used for burial. But the most important discovery that we made this week, that we discovered the big, large cemetery. About 20 tombs has been found cut in the rock. In one of them, about 10 mummies, some of them were covered with gold.
Kathleen Martinez, who leads an archaeological team from the Dominican Republic participating in the excavations, has found 3 sites near the Taposiris Temple, 50 kilometers west of the ancient port city of Alexandria, where she believes Antony and Cleopatra could be buried. Hawass says he is excited about the prospects after years of searching.
The discovery of the tombs around the temple can show that there is important person could be buried inside the temple. We made a survey to the whole temple by radar, and the radar showed 3 spots that we are going to excavate this week. And we do hope that we'll be able to discover the tomb of Cleopatra and Mark Antony. And this discovery, in my opinion, will be the most important discovery of the 21st century.
Dr. Hawass also says that coins bearing the likeness of Queen Cleopatra revealed that she was quite a beauty, contradicting a recent study by a British university team which contended that she was ugly and had a crooked nose. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.